We're up to Simon Hay, Halacha Beis. It's on page Lamed Vav. On the top of the page, you have a little page number, Lamed Vav. The Koyot Hamakam Uzav Shabakushat Simon Hay. We're up to Beis. Vafilu Laharher. A person is not allowed to think in learning if he is exposed to waste, different types of waste, whether it's gedolim or ketanim, or kol davar shuhu masriach, anything which has an odor, osur. Ad sheyechase, or so until you cover it, k'mo shenemar v'chisit, like it says in the pasuk we learned yesterday, v'chisit so est seyosecho, you shall cover that which comes out of one's body. Okay, this is something from the Gemara. If you learned the Gemara Daf Yomi about 2-3 weeks ago, we had all this, a lot of this stuff was in the Gemara. We're not really accustomed to all this. A way in order to counteract is to pour a revius of 2.9 to 5.1 ounces into meiraglayim, and that neutralizes the odor of meiraglayim. Revius mayim lo shno hayu heim bechli tchila v'nosin alei mayim or lo shno hayu hamayim bechli tchila. Now this would be a very big nafkamina when it comes to a toilet, because a toilet has at least 2.9 ounces of water, and when there's meiraglayim meikar hadin, there's nothing wrong. It's a very interesting halacha. A toilet. Like we discussed many times, our bathrooms bizman hazeh are not problematic because there is no, they're much more sanitized. So there is no tzoa, and as long as they're clean, they're pretty clean. There is no tzoa, it's almost mutter. Meikar hadin really should be mutter. It's a makom that's miyuchit for relieving oneself. So that is a little bit of a problem, and that's why it's in the middle. It's not mamish mutter to do in mitzvos in the Beis HaKiseh, but it's not mamish also because it's clean, especially when it comes to meiraglayim, because meiraglayim anyway, even if there is some residual meiraglayim in the toilet, it's not the end of the world because it's mixed with water. And in halacha, in the Gemara, it's very clear to neutralize a problem of meiraglayim if it's mixed with revius of mayim, even if the revius of mayim came first. That's discussed in the Gemara. He paskins that it is mutter. However, but he says over here it's in a bedpan, so it's not so simple. Okay, he's going to discuss in much more detail. If there is meiraglayim in an ovit, in a pan, that's miyuchid lohem, which would seem to indicate, not like what I told you, because there are different levels, the different levels of this halacha. It's not so clear what exactly a toilet status it has, but simply we do follow what it says here in the, what it says over here in the parentheses, that if it's miyuchid for the meiraglayim, then water will not make a difference. Two different measurements of meiraglayim requires a double shear of water to counteract it. Even if the meiraglayim has dried, in other words, there's meiraglayim that has been absorbed by a cloth. If it's totally dry, it's mutter to recite Kriya Shema in its presence. But if it's still moist, even a small amount of moisture, it is osur. Okay, next halacha. Gimel im yesh soa al besaroi nu halacha. And this is important. Let's say a person has on his bus, on his flesh, tsoa, and there's no reach, there's no odor, because it's a small amount, and it's not, it's covered. So there's waste on a person's flesh, and it's covered, and it's not giving forth odor. Is one permitted to recite a bracha? The answer is no. Why? Seemingly, if you have something, and I'll give you another. Let's say you have on your flesh. Let's say is covered. Also, b'divrei kedusha. Why? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Shenemar kol atzmosai tamar nahashem michamoch. All of my bones will declare your praise. Who is like you, Hashem? That means if any part of my body, any part of my flesh is in contact with waste, then that part of the flesh cannot participate in giving praise to Hashem. even though that part of the body is not going to speak it, so it doesn't have a mouth to speak, and the shevach comes from my mouth, not from that part of the body, yet the pasuk indicates every single part of one's body must be worthy, must have potential to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol atzmo sai tomar nehashemich amocha. The inan, we require sheyiyu kulam nikim. Therefore, we require that every single part of your body be clean. The yesh makilim is there, however, some are disagree with this halacha and are of the opinion that as long as there is no odor and it is covered, even though there is waste that is in contact on the part of a person's body, that's not what the pasuk means. When the pasuk says kol atzmos tamar nehashem yichamocha, it's not to be taken literally that every part of the body must be not in contact with these things. It's mutter. Avol hanochol lahachmer, it's proud to machmer. Now v'im yesh lo afilu ma'at tsoa b'pi atabas. Now he describes where will this be no gehalacha l'maisa when a person comes out of the Beis Akisa. To what degree is a person obligated to clean himself? So let's say he says that this leniency that we've just discussed, if there is waste, you know, it could happen, a person takes care of a child, he has an infant and he's cleaning a child, and then he realizes a small amount of waste on his body, so and it's, there's no odor, and it's on, let's say it's on his legs, whatever it is. Okay, so we can debate this issue, but he says when a person himself, he leaves the base like he say, and there's possibility waste in the makom that he relieves himself, but pi atabas, af al pi shehu mechuse lekuli alma lo mahani. Why? B'bnei shebe mekoyma zuhamosa meruba. So it is that section of the body produces a very intense zuhama, a very intense odor, and therefore the halacha requires that it be 100% clean, and there's no room for leniency, even though it may be. It may appear to me that there is no odor and it's completely covered. It does not matter. Halacha requires that one be very clean in his conduct so that he can properly daven and learn. Let's see over here what it says over here. Now, this becomes very complicated. Halacha, let's see over here. Show me some halacha based on the bottom. The bottom, he writes, אַפֿאַ פֿי שו בחוץ סב בגוד דאָ אין בונגער אברהם בני שיש לה מחלה שמתת משמתת פייף ממנו מיי רגליים. Let's say Rachmana looks on a person as an illness where he's not in control of his mei raglayim, and he's in a constant state where he is losing mei raglayim, and he wants to daven, and he has to wear certain garments which collect the mei raglayim. What is his status with regard to davening? Rachman l'tzlam such a matzif. Shemimenu mei raglayim v'yesh lahatil asoyis lebeget sava ever. So it's smooth. A person can daven. All he needs to do is have a garment, and the garment should absorb the mei raglayim. V'abugod m'liyem yunikim b'shas hatava, and as long as it's completely covered and there is no moisture that comes to the surface to the outer person's garments, it's mutter. The only thing is that b'shas maisa, when the person is in the moment when there is mei raglayim that is being released, at that moment he should not recite the bracha. But once that moment has passed, as long as the liquid is collected in some type of receptacle or some type of garment and there is no odor and it is covered, then it is mutter. V'shas atofa yafsek v'akach yispalo. All because of Avram b'shem hadvas b'mishesh lecholi hatechorim hemorrhoids. Shazad menu dam tamid. Let's say a person that Rachman will send his matzah with blood. So the shaila is blood have the status of waste? Waste clearly is a very big problem. Let's say a person has blood on parts of his body. So is the blood problematic? So basically, no. Blood is not considered something which is sirchoin, which is foul. And if there's a release of blood, it's not necessarily a problem. There are much more grounds to be lenient in these matters. But if part of the blood you have lecha surucha mi'u feshes, which is disgusting, that's a given. If there's an odor, everyone agrees it's aser. Also, b'chol davar shebekdusha, kol zman she'alecha surucha shos semenu. V'im ein sham reach ra, there is no odor. Im hadam oy alecha yotze derech dechia b'seirugin, have dechia b'seirugin comes occasionally, doesn't happen constantly. Min ha'me'ayim v'yesh lo takanu b'chitzis makam azuma v'im shoyses yor todim me'atzma, os have mipi atabas v'kedam makosay v'dam agifaso v'ein tzarech takanu klal. So it basically says that if there is no odor, and it happens occasionally, and it's clean, then it's mutter. It's not blood is not the equivalent, even if it comes from that part of the body where there is zuhama, but if this particular blood is not causing odor and it's covered, then a person, the Ikar HaDin, can make brachos, and it's not a problem. Adkan. What? Certainly, that's a given. But from other parts of the body, it's not something which has an odor. Generally, generally does not have an odor. But even blood that comes from that part of the body, which does have odor, if it's a type of disease where a person bleeds in that area, as long as there is no reach ra and it's covered and it's contained, then it is fine. Okay, let's go to halacha dalet. Tzrich mizar shemuch shemushibuch makom sheish leestapik shema yeshem tzaya oimir aglaim lo yema shem sham shum davar shebi kedusha at sheyivdek es hamakom. The person goes to a place. This happens over the adavin outdoor. It's very common. It's a very big problem today with dogs. Everyone has a dog today. A billion dogs. Wherever you go, there's a dog. You can't walk anywhere. You can't walk down this block. Wherever you walk, there's a dog. So anytime you daven outdoors, you got to look around first. You have to make sure that there is no tzoa. You're not allowed to daven in the presence of animal waste. Shema yeshem tzoya oimei raglayim lo yoyma sham shum davar shebekdusha ad sheyivdek es hamakom, until you inspect the mokon. Ve'ein l'spalo b'bayis im be'aliyah yesh mokom mitunaf. Likewise, even in your own home, if upstairs there is a place that is dirty and that place obviously is giving off odor, you're not allowed to recite davar shebekdusha. We'll see the shiur, we have to distance. As long as you have to distance dalamus from the place where the odor ends, you got to figure out where does the odor end, and from that place where the odor ends, you have to then distance yourself another dalit amos. Okay, tinok shachedim biyamov yecholim lechol kizayis minda. They the infants. Okay, you have grandchildren, so this becomes a very diapers and little children becomes a very big issue. You have children. The child is at the age that other children at his age, Yechayil Nechol Kazayis Mine Dagan, is able to eat grain. Even though this was a late eater, this kid doesn't want to eat. He still only takes bottles, he only takes formula, whatever he takes. And other kids his age are already eating solids. They're already eating Mine Dagan. And this kid is a late goer, it doesn't matter. He's already at the age where his body has developed, even though he's only taking liquids, the body is producing waste, which is in the category of sirchoin, foul odor, and one is not allowed to recite a bracha opposite his diaper, which would then mean a child younger than this, reciting a bracha opposite his diaper would not necessarily be such a problem. Mine dagna afilu al yidei tavshil bichdei shegodol oichal shir pras. And you talk that he eats already grain within 9 minutes. Kazayis bichdei achilus pras marchikin mitzoasai umeme raglav v'toy v'yosho laharcha gam mitzoas katan ben ches yom. So he has two different levels. Meikar hadin. You only have to, person who's davens by the koisel, right? You're learning to work, you're davening by the koisel, and you have a little baby, or you're a grandparent, and you're going, a lot of people, always the most common thing people tell me, and I'm giving shiurim over the last number of years, I can't make it to the shiur, I have to babysit for my grandchildren. No one tells me, I have a little kid. They used to tell me that I can't come. I have to do homework. I have to do homework with my kids at night. I can't come to the shir. I have homework, PTA, with my children. No one ever told me about that. I have babysitting for their little children. That I never had that. But PTA and homework, that all the time, Baruch Hashem. But then like grandchildren. I have to babysit for my grandchildren. So obviously people are babysitting. And I imagine when you're babysitting, you can't always go to mincha. When you're babysitting for your grandchildren and it's zman mincha, and sometimes you just got to daven mincha by the kaisel, and you have a little infant that you're babysitting for, and the infant has a diaper, and you made the diaper, and the diaper is right in front of you. Are you mechuyev to be marching dal and amos from the diaper when you daven mincha? It's much more nogea than you you learn this halacha. Oh, it's not nogea. It's very nogea, these halachas. So the answer is, Mikra didn't know, you're not mechuyev to. If the child is less than, I don't know what the age is, I don't know the ages of when they start eating solids. Anyone know when they start eating solids? Approximate age? 2 years old?
No, 3 years.
3 years old?
No, 3 years.
What? 6 months? I have a lot of variety of it. From 6 months to 3 years. I heard someone say 6 months, someone say 3 years. What?
My grandson is just on solid.
He's not on solid, so it's at least 6 months. Right. Someone here said 3 years. I don't think it's 3 years. Okay, whatever it is. Whatever it is, Google it. Ask your children. No one here remembers? You all have children, you all have children. You don't remember when you started eating solids? If your wives were here, they would all tell me. They would scream and they would say, you are marat. What?
It depends on the child. Depends what the doctor
knows. I know people.
Pediatrician.
I know someone who has 8 children. He has not changed a diaper once his whole life.
I wonder why the smells.
Okay, so, and then there are people who have 8 children and their wife has not changed a diaper once. So, you know, yesh v'yesh. All different. All different types of people in this world. All different types. Tinuk shachem. So here we have two madregos. From the waist of a child that is not yet eating solids. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, but lechatchila, it's a good thing to separate from a child that's 8 days old. That you should separate. You should separate lechatchila even from the waist of a child that's more than 8 days old, which is amazing. Which means that until he's 8 days old, there's nothing. Waste of where does that come from? That until someone is 8 days old, what? Why is it? Why does it make a difference?
Maybe he's not a real person until he's 8 days.
By a non-Jew, waste is waste. Waste. The issue of waste is sirchin. It's foul odor, right? It's odor. So by a non-Jew, is there any distinction between a baby less than 8 days old and more than 8 days old? No, I don't think so. There's no difference. They let their mother out of the hospital after 48 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours. There's a difference. I don't know. It's a very interesting idea, he says. Mogen Avram, this is from Mogen Avram. So one more halacha, we'll stop. Vav, tsoyas adam, afal pi she'en lo reach ra. What about waste of a human being? Even though, let's say you have she'en lo reach ra. Okay, let's say there's no odor. There's no odor. V'chein tsoas chasol, a cat, unemoya, a leopard. Different types of creatures that we're familiar with. It doesn't say a dog. Vitsoyas tarnagol adomi. These red. What?
A cat hides it so.
It hides it?
It hides, yes.
Okay. Vitsoyas tarnagol adomi, and they have a lot of red chickens. I don't know what these are. They produce a lot of waste. Marchikin mehem, so it says, so you must separate. Certainly, Pella, what he says, other wastes of other creatures, he says you don't have to separate from. I'm not familiar with these type of animals. The ones that we have today, dogs, certainly you have to separate. Aval im misrachas, of course, you must separate. V'chein nevela hamisrachas, a carcass, a dead animal. V'chol dover hamasriach machmas ipush, anything decay, anything that is smelling because of mold or decay. V'chein lul shol tarnagolim, even a chicken coop. Forget about it, there's no dirt. Just the fact, chickens stink. Chicken coops. Which means when you go, it's very interesting, when you go with kaparis. People go for kaparis, right? Erev Pesach. Today already, they're very makbid. Baruch Hashem, the city cracked down, and they don't let have kaparis wherever you want. You have to go to certain centers. You have to go to special places away from society because it's. So let's say you do go for kaparis. Okay, you go out of town somewhere, or you go to a special center, not in the metropolitan, whatever it is, and you could be waiting online there for a long time sometimes. So you want to take a drink, you want to eat something. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to make a bracha in the presence of a chicken coop. When you go to a shlachtois, you go to these places for kaparis and it stinks. There's no waste, it's just the birds themselves smell. The whole matzias, you're not allowed to make a bracha in such an area.
What about areas? Like, I've been to South Dakota. It smells.
Stinks from the animals. Fertilizer.
Yeah,
l'char not. I'm assuming not. These areas, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Good fertilizer.
Yeah, the fertilizer stinks. Some of these places, you drive in some of these places, even in the mountains. Anything which is misrachas, not a sirchein. I don't know.
Smell at night.
No, it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to make a bracha. It doesn't matter. The crests.
Don't smell it anymore.
It's like the trains.
They don't smell it anymore.
It's like the trains. My father used to live in Bar Park under the Utrecht, underneath the trains. My father, they first moved in, they said, how do you live here? How do you live here? You're the trains. What?
First then.
40 sun was a 40. Whatever. 40 sun. So my father, when he first moved in there, they used to say, my grandparents, they asked the people, how do you live here? How do you live here? You're the trains. So he says,
You don't hear it.
You don't hear it. It's like a shear. You go to a shear. I never heard the Rebbe. I don't hear it. I never heard a word he said. You get used to it, right? Water, we don't do this. They would soak flax. A person must distance himself from things which have a foul odor. Let's see the gimel, and we'll finish. The oyskemershon will think of the gimel on the bottom. Kolavish matshriach machmas ipush. Kasab orcha shulchan. It gavald. He calls orcha shulchan. M'shem z'malacha. The also the spalme kolavish hamoos kegoin hakos adam shnei making. New thing that's not discussed. Vomit. Okay, it's not discussed in Shulchan Aruch. You vomit. A person vomits. And you want to make a bracha. Children vomit all the time. You want to make a bracha. You don't. It wasn't fully cleaned up. You know, sometimes you clean up. I'll do it later. I'll mop it down later. But in the meantime, there's still an odor. So he says you're not allowed to. Kol davar hamos, something disgusting. K'mon hakos adam meki. Mishnah brewer kosav. B'shem chidush b'kivego. The ain't, he disagrees. Machlekes apayiske. Machlekes. The Aruch. This is an amazing kid. Because you're learning kids in Shulchan Aruch. And he's telling you in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. If you have the Machlek from vomit, and he says here it's Machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't. Vomit is not in the category, yeah, there's no problem, and the Aruch HaShulchan says you must. You must. And he's not commenting, the Kiddush Shulchan is not commenting on the Halach. Okay, so we'll stop here, we're up to Zayin.
How about not even learning? How about
Yeah.
I have this trouble in the airport because I carry a fill in a collar to go into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, it's a double sack you're allowed to, but I try to avoid it anyway.
Okay. If it's double, you don't always have. So it should be doubly wrapped. If it's doubly wrapped, then it's okay. It's okay. You have the towel stick as one wrapper, and you put it in a plastic bag. You're okay.